Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Three black men condemned to death. On this day, June 18th in the year 1834, the Barbadian newspaper reported on a religious service held the previous day related to three black men who had been condemned by the Court of Grand Sessions to be executed. Two of the condemned men, William Messiah and Painter, were both enslaved men who were convicted for the crime of rape. However, the other man, William Mills, was a free man and a soldier of the 1st West India Regiment. The soldiers of this regiment were initially enslaved men bought for the purpose of forming the West India Regiment. They were declared free in 1807. The newspaper report, however, did not specify the charge for which Mills was to be executed. The rector of St. Mary's, the Reverend William Hart, was entrusted with giving the three condemned men their final rites at the town hall in Bridgetown. All of the prisoners in the jail were present at the service. After the service, Reverend Hart addressed the condemned men, whom he described as, quote unquote, my poor afflicted fellow creatures. Reverend Hart began his address by acknowledging to the men, quote, the sentence of death has been passed upon you. In a short time, you will be numbered among the dead. What an awful thought, but it is not the pain. It is not the disgrace which you are to undergo. It is not either the one or the other which is of so much consequence as what is to follow after death, end quote. Reverend Hart then told the three men that according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10, quote, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in the body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad, end quote. Reverend Hart, expounding on the scripture, continued, quote, what can be more awful, to give an account to him who has seen all your thoughts and ways, to give an account to him of everything, and he before whom you are to appear has said that the wicked shall go away into everlasting punishment, end quote. In a very stark reminder of their fate, Reverend Hart also reminded the three men that they were condemned to death because of crimes, quote, forbidden by the laws of man, and that their crimes were also forbidden by the laws of God, and therefore God also punishes them, end quote. The three men, according to Reverend Hart, would therefore face double punishment for the crimes, and while punishment on earth would destroy the body, God's punishment destroyed both the body and the soul in hell. Reverend Hart concluded by assuring the three men that if they were condemned to hell by God, hell was a place of misery and never-ending fire. Reverend Hart further offered some hope to the condemned men and the other prisoners present, making the point that Jesus had died on the cross so that sinners could repent of their sins. Therefore, on this day, June 18th in the year 1834, on the verge of emancipation, two enslaved men, William Messiah and Painter, condemned to death, were executed at 8 a.m. in the jail yard, while the black soldier William Mills met his fate at 12 o'clock in the afternoon at the garrison.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.